Michael Toledo was about 10 when he started playing with video.
My dad's crappy little digital camera.
Michael's tall, dark-haired, and tattooed. He's 24 years old and has been living with his grandparents in Little Havana for most of his life. For the past few years, Michael's been taking internships and part-time jobs to learn filmmaking. Late one night, around 4 in the morning, he's sitting around his computer, desperately trying to teach himself how to program a digital effect.
I'm frustrated as hell, man.
Michael's falling asleep, but a Red Bull or a 5-hour energy just won't do the trick for him. He shuffles down the hallway to his grandparents' room.
Very slowly open the door.
His grandparents are fast asleep. Grandpa's on the right side, grandma's on the left, and in between the two, Boo Boo, a scruffy little dog that looks cute.
Even though I've known her for 7 years, she will bite my flesh. And she's like all cuddled up with my grandfather just looking at me with deadly eyes, and I'm like, all right.
Michael tiptoes around Boo Boo to his grandmother's side.
Nani, levantate. Wake up, Nani, please. Touch her, shoulder. She starts to wake up. She's like, que tu quieres, niño? What do you want? Que tu quieres, niño?
What Michael needs so desperately, Nani's Cuban coffee. She gets out of bed, shuffles to the kitchen. With Michael looking on, starts the coffee.
When it starts doing noises.
This is Luisa Toledo, also known as Nani.
We know that we have to put in the coffee, yeah, and sugar.
Nani is 89 years old, wears cat-eye-style glasses. She doesn't love her grandson's tattoos, she makes fun of his Spanish, and she simply cannot understand why Michael doesn't make Cuban coffee for himself.
And he knows how to do it, okay, but he doesn't like to do it.
It's not the same. The coffee needs that certain naniness to it.
Oh, my God. It's the same pot, it's the same sugar, it's the same coffee.
But it's not the same love.
It's the same to her. He's a spoiled. He's very spoiled.
That naniness that he loves in the coffee is hard for Michael to describe.
It's just, she makes it so good. It's crazy, like.
After that 4 a.m. incident, Michael's grandma told him she doesn't actually mind making coffee whenever he needs it. Anything she can do to help him become the next Steven Spielberg. But of course, for Michael, it's more than just about the caffeine.
You know what I mean? It's her presence. It's who she is. Because I know she's always making coffee. So it's good to wake up to that. And, you know, like it's a good time right now. Because I know it's not going to last forever. So it's definitely good to be able to smell that coffee. I know she's okay. Because that's who she is. It's her scent.
Michael now looks back on that 4 a.m. coffee emergency as the moment his serious addiction started. He's now averaging about 32 ounces of café con leche every day. For big projects, the all-nighters, twice that. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.